The Fanciful Event Emitter, a super strange programming poem. Event happens when you click a mouse. It's called the click event. The event comes with some information, like the X and Y of the click. Often that information is just named values, like X equals 5, or user equals Alice. Emitter means that we can emit events. We can say, emit alert, hello, or emit user registration, name Bob. A listener must be set up to hear events. Some event libraries even allow you to create wildcard listeners so that you can hear all or some events. And one time, I've read someone was challenged to create a simple program by their potential employer. They used the event emitter to create this beautiful, cute little web of information. But the company hated it. He was supposed to do it in the most minimalist way, just like everyone else would do it, so that other employees would know what is going on. Barebone minimalism shows that the person understands the underlying technologies and knows how to use them in a way that others usually use them. Instead, he invented this whole new abstraction that meant other programmers needed to learn what he was doing to understand it. So he needed to program this program their way, so that they could easily read the code. Once they saw the emitter stuff, they were like, no, I'm not even gonna read this. During the interview, doing things the hard way shows that a person did not skip learning about those things. But even so, the programmer was really surprised. So surprised that he asked on the internet why using the powerful event emitter was so bad. On the other hand, people invent extra technologies all the time. MooTools, jQuery, Backbone, and the more modern React, Vue, Svelte, and helpers like Lodash or PouchDB. Everyone loves that, as these are real time savers providing some good functionality that a program can grow with. I think that programmer really could create a time saver if he documented his code in an easy to process way where other programmers didn't need to understand everything. I think that company was mad for not replying to him. That person clearly showed high level of understanding. They were probably looking for someone that is easy to replace. I personally wouldn't even touch an interview like that. My knowledge is vast and carefully compiled since I was 9 years old. I do not want anybody to insult me. Now, having said that, this gentleman who failed the interview picked the correct technology. A nice, clean event emitter is probably the most powerful and friendliest way to write real code with an eye on the future. If you write your entire application event emitter first, it becomes like a dream. It is like thought programming from year 3000. A digital daydream, really. You may only have the scaffold made out of listeners and some simple if statements and emitters, but oh wow, you can just send a packet down this whole pipe and watch it bounce around and travel through the web. That's really cool stuff. It gets better, because if you use simple visual programming, or just graph visualization, as in graph theory, very simple, then you can see the web with your own eyes. You can watch the entire event network come to life. Unlike classical visual programming, where what you get is what you drag and drop into the canvas. Here, graph theory, a simple graph database, some WebSocket-based communication between client and server, and a code generator that will make the event emitter code perfect, will go a very, very long way to finish the whole program. As a side note, a graph database has just two concepts. One is that of a node, a vertex, a bag, really just a box. And then an edge, or a wire. It's really just a wire. So it's just a wire that connects all the boxes. Both wire and box have a supremely unique ID that never ever repeats. So you can just use that as a file name or object name or some row ID, depending on your database of choice. Or just let the graph live in the RAM and save only the nodes that change, or save changes to a log. It's all really simple. It is all cut up into tiny bits by default where graph databases are concerned. And then visual graphs, circles, and lines are perfect for visualizing event emitters with their wires and boxes. If we allow ourselves to think of a listener as a person with a radio or a walkie-talkie, we might as well put them next to a pipe that will transform whatever they send through it. So if the event listener is a start of a chain of operations, then those operations can be visually represented with more circles. A listener is a circle outline. The chain of functions are filled circles, because functions is where the code sits. And here we meet our nemesis, the branching if statement. And just as quickly, we turn it into just another event listener with just another chain of functions. It would be hard to track all the code for all the different listeners, but since we are visualizing it graphically, that is not a problem, and sometimes the code generator can optimize everything into just a chain of functions. Very cool stuff. As to tracking variables, that is not even an issue. It doesn't really come up. All the variables sit in the listener. They are all listed by just clicking on it. The data is in the event. As always, such fascinating curiosities are a great way to learn and practice programming.